Hi, this is a dictation for for the patient Mabel William, MabelWillams. Date of birth is 12/21/1943. Date of service is 8/21/2023. The patient is here for a evaluation for her ongoing symptoms. She has a report severe pain in both the knees, which is 9. Pain in the right hip, which is 9. Pain in the left shoulder, which is also 9. Patient does have a ongoing severe arthritis, unable to walk. Pain level is 9. No injury, trauma, work accident are reported. It's only age related. She reports 20% improvement in the pain symptoms. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for the system review, as well as for the adjustment health care. Substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination. Remains blood pressure of 110/86. Pulse is 79. Pulse oxygen 100. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit of 7/5/2023. This is number 0717-074 and -078. Diagnosis is the same plan is as follows. The patient was accompanied by another member of the family, another sister that I'm not seeing, and she went to her cardiologist with the issue of the knee. She underwent a new MRI, X-rays, and the X-ray shows moderate to severe osteoarthritis of the right knee, no acute fracture dislocation, small suprapatellar joint defusions. MRI report is awaited. Another issue was clearance of the surgery, and Dr. Munir has been contacted for a release of the records. And once we have the report, then we'll be more than happy to place the patient for surgery. So far, they no clearance from her cardiologist and from primary care physician. Patient has got 2 sets of injection to the left, both the knees, and she is otherwise stable. She's able to walk with a cane, and patient has been advised about Duralane injection, which is $1,000. If they can get it, that'll be the thing. Please send this dictation to Barbara Ricci, the at her email rcc@ricecareconsultants.com. Please mention that the patient has been advised to return back in 5 days for complete set of treatment and modification of the treatment, and her pain medication has been requested to be changed to Tylenol codeine. That patient didn't want it. Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 tablet every 12 hours. He was hoping to get more stronger medication than Tylenol. So we'll discuss that on the next visit when the MRI, new MRI is available. Thank you. Our goal is to provide surgical treatment for this patient so that she'll be all done for rest of the life. She appears to be in a good shape physically and medically, and all we need is a clearance from her physicians. Thank you.